Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into a very specific kind of DNB mischief, taking a clean subsign and turning it into an Amen style. Rag infused base headed inside Ableton Live 12. This is not a standard sub, and it is definitely not just a Reese with some movement on it. The goal here is to make the bass feel like a chopped up breakbeat, but in the low end. Think of it like a bass line that has been edited by a drummer, a sound system operator, and a very caffeinated selector all at once. Deep weight underneath, sharp little attacks on top, and just enough instability to make the whole thing feel alive. First thing, start with a clean source. You want a pure sine-based sub, as clean and centered as possible. You can make this an operator by setting oscillator at a sine only, then playing a low note around F1 to G-sharp 1, depending on your key. Print a few bars of that to audio, or if you already have a clean sub sample, use that. The important part is that the source is solid and uncomplicated. We're going to create the chaos later. Don't bake the chaos in too early. Now, you've got two main routes. You can slice the audio directly, or you can load the sample into simpler and use slice mode. If you want fast rhythmic control, right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Set the slicing mode to transient if you want a more organic feel, or beat if the source is really even. That will put the slices onto a drum rack, which is great for performing and rearranging the bass like a percussion part. If you want a cleaner instrument-based workflow, drag the sample into simpler and set it to slice mode. That keeps everything inside one device chain and makes it easy to resample later. Either way works. The key is that we're turning a steady sub into something playable and editable in fragments. Now here's the part that makes or breaks the vibe. Slice like a drummer, not like a synth programmer. Don't cut randomly. Think in accents. Think in calls and responses. Think about where the listener should feel a hit, a choke, a pickup, or a drop into silence. A strong phrase might start with a long root hit, then a short chop note, then a muted stab, then a slightly higher pickup slice, then a return to the root, then a ghost note, then a hard stop or a rag-style cut. That rhythmic thinking is what gives the bass its amen energy. You're not just making notes. You're creating phrasing. Try placing slices on 1/16 and 1/8 positions, then nudge a few of them slightly late so the groove breathes. You want the edit to feel a little unstable, but still locked enough that the sub lands properly. In jungle and DNB, that tension is everything. Next, split the sound into two layers. This is a huge part of making the edit work. Layer 1 is your pure sub. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. And let it hold the low-end foundation. Layer 2 is the character layer. Duplicate the source and process that version more aggressively. High-pass it around 90 to 150 Hz, so it doesn't fight the sub, then hit it with saturator, roar, maybe some overdrive, and a little bit of auto-filter movement. If you want extra grime, add a touch of redux. This layer is where the attitude lives. The sub layer is the floor. The character layer is the chaos. A simple chain for that upper layer might be EQ8 to remove the low end, then saturator with soft clip-on, then roar for harmonics and edge, then auto-filter for movement, then utility, to keep it narrow or mono if needed. You can even add slight pitch movement or tiny detune changes if you want the bass to feel more unstable and alive. Just remember, distort the harmonics, not the foundation. Now build the rhythm. Start with a 2-bar loop, and make the bass answer the drums instead of competing with them. That's a big teacher note here. Keep one lane disciplined. If the bass gets wild, make sure the kick and snare grid stays predictable so the edit sounds intentional rather than collapsed. Try a phrase where the bass hits strongly on the one, follows with a muted note on the offbeat, then leaves space for the snare, then answers again with a short pickup. Use note length as much as pitch. Short notes act like stabs. Longer notes act like support. Velocity matters too. Ghost notes should be quieter and shorter. Main accents should feel like they mean something. If you're using MIDI with simpler or drum rack, play with choke behavior. Shorten some notes so they cut each other off. Let certain slices act like ghost notes. That gives the bass a breakbeat style articulation. It stops sounding like a sustained synth and starts sounding like a performed edit. Now for one of the most effective tricks, pitch manipulation. Once the slices are behaving rhythmically, start shifting certain hits up and down. Drop a note an octave. Push a pickup up 3 or 7 semitones. Make one hit fall quickly and pitch like a dubwise pull down. That little bit of pitch motion is what makes the sub feel like it's wobbling, speaking, and reacting. For ragga flavor, a pitch up call out followed by a hard slam back into the low register can be devastating. It sounds like a toasting phrase dropping straight into the speaker stack. As you shape the notes, keep an eye on envelopes and release. If you're in simpler, shorten the fade, tighten the release, and use one shot if that fits the performance. If you're in drum rack, use choke groups so slices can cut each other off naturally. That helps create the kind of punchy, edited feel you hear in classic breakbeat music. Don't be afraid of little gaps either. Even a 10 to 40 millisecond pause before or after a hit can make the next note feel much heavier. Tiny silence is a powerful tool. Processing is where you make sure this thing hits hard without turning into mud. On the main sublayer, use EQ aid to cut rumble below 20 to 30 Hz, clean up any boxy resonances, and keep the tone tight. Add a gentle compressor if the notes are uneven, and use utility to keep it mono. That sublane should feel stable and controlled. On the character layer, go a bit more ruthless. Saturator, drum bus if you want a little extra smack, WAR for harmonics, EQ aid to carve out low end, and then sidechain compression if needed. The rule is simple. Sub equals clean and stable. Character equals dirty and animated. Sidechain is important here, because even the wildest bass edit needs to breathe with the kick and snare. Use compressor or glue compressor with sidechain from the kick. Attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on tempo, and set the ratio to taste. You can sidechain only the character layer if you want the sub to stay solid while the upper movement ducks out of the way. That often gives you the best of both worlds. Heavy low end and clear punch. Once the loop is working, turn it into arrangement material. Don't leave it as a static loop. That's where a lot of strong ideas die. Think in sections. Intro can use filtered slices under atmosphere and vocal shouts. Build can add slice density every 4 bars. Drop 1 can be more restrained. Drop 2 can get more chopped, more pitched, more aggressive. Breakdown can strip everything down to a single sub stab or a delayed tail. Then the switch up can go full chaos with rapid repeats, octave jumps, and fill hits. A really effective arrangement method is to alternate between dense bars and open bars. One bar is busy, the next is spacious. That keeps the listener from adapting too quickly and makes the groove feel alive. Another good move is to reveal the bass in fragments in the intro. Start with one filtered hit, one reverse tail, one short pitch drop, then a gap. That creates tension before the full pattern lands. For transitions, use the bass itself instead of generic risers whenever possible. Reverse a bass hit, filter it up, add a touch of echo, or create a tape stop style fall. That keeps the whole sound design language consistent. If you really want the jungle flavor, resample the edit early. Don't wait until it's perfect. Print a version, then slice the print. The second generation version often feels more believable and more alive than something carefully programmed from scratch. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overslice the sub so hard that it loses weight. Don't widen the low end. Keep it mono. Don't distort the actual fundamental too much or you'll lose punch. Don't forget the relationship to the drums. And don't ignore velocity and note length, because those details are often what separate a stiff edit from a killer one. Here's a practical exercise to lock it in. Make a clean sub in F minor or G minor, slice it into 6 to 10 fragments, and program a 4-bar pattern with 2 long notes, 4 short stabs, 2 pitch-shifted hits, and 2 ghost notes. Process the sub layer with EQ 8 and mono utility. Process the character layer with saturator, roar, and EQ 8. Sidechain it to the kick. Then resample the result and reslice the resample to create one fill at the end of bar 4. If you can make a single subsine source feel like a full bass edit tool, you're on the right track. As an advanced variation, try swapping slice rolls every 2 bars. Let the root note lead in one bar, then a high pickup in the next, then ghost notes, then pitch drops. That makes the phrase feel like it's evolving instead of looping. You can also build answer phrases. One bar is busy and clipped. The next is lower and more open. That call and response shape works especially well under ragga vocals. And one last coach note. Keep listening for the difference between weight and attitude. Weight is the clean mono sub. Attitude is the chopped, pitched, distorted movement on top. You need both. If the motion disappears on small speakers, your upper layer probably needs more mid-range information. If the bass sounds huge but weak on a system, you've probably overdone the processing and lost the core. So the big takeaway is this. Start clean, slice rhythmically, separate the sub from the dirt, and treat the bass like a drum edit. That's how you get that rag infused. Amen informed chaos in Ableton Live 12 without losing the low-end punch that makes DNB hit properly. If you want next, I can turn this into a timed voiceover script, a shorter lesson version, or a companion exercise focused specifically on slicing amen breaks to match the bass edits.